From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Handshake Deals. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
And oil and blood and sweat.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins. Now in our 17th broadcast season, tonight is Red Barn Radio's 627th live concert performance. We are pleased to present a program of great live music with our featured guest artist, The Handshake Deals. The Handshake Deals is a Kentucky-based band comprised of Laura Gregory, Casey Poppendick, and Corey Shank. Laura and Casey have been playing music in living rooms, around campfires, on sidewalks, and on stage in a multitude of states, and even a few countries since they met in February 2016 in Austin, Texas. In October of 2018, The Handshake Deals added a third member, Corey Shank. Corey is a man of many talents, playing and building instruments, dancing, woodworking, and melting hearts with his rich, buttery yodel. Please welcome The Handshake Deals to the Red Barn stage. Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker to talk more with Handshake Deals.
Thanks, Renee. Yeah, as Renee said, we are with the Handshake Deals tonight on Red Barn Radio. Handshake Deals are Laura Gregory, who's playing the accordion, and Casey Poppendick. And then, well, actually, from there, we don't know who's playing what instrument. Everybody's playing different instruments up here. They're just floating around. I mean, both Casey and Corey and Laura have all played bass. You all met Casey and Laura. You all started off in Austin. Did you actually come from Austin? Are you all natives of that area?
I'm from Northeast Texas originally, but was going to school in Austin. But we met at Whole Earth Provision Company. It's where we worked. It was kind of like a Texas-only REI.
Outdoor yeah. outfitter kind of place. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
He was rolling in his Volkswagen van and
ran out of gas in Austin.
You were in Austin coming from where?
From the West Coast. I grew up out in Oregon. And I had sort of gotten old enough to get a Volkswagen van and was going up and down the coast. And then I realized there was a whole other part to the country. So I started heading out into it and ran out of gas in Austin.
Everyone wants to get to the city, get to those big city lights. Not me, I'm just happy sitting on a porch swing, watching the bats take flight. Anything's better than this here I'm doing. Someone say it just ain't right. My back is breaking, my body is shaking on the hotter, on the cold, cold nights. My mind keeps dreaming of times that were better, times that were not quite as hard. When skies were bluer, the shackles were looser, the briar didn't deal the cards. Oh, anything's better.
What were you doing before you met Laura?
Rock climbing.
Yeah.
Yeah, rock climbing.
Just that?
I was living in my van and I was playing guitar and I was drinking a lot of coffee and listening to a lot of Neil Young and burning incense, a lot of incense, and spending a lot of time outside.
What's your favorite Neil Young music you like to listen to?
I like his Crazy Horse stuff a lot. I like his Harvest album a lot.
Yeah. Did you learn to play guitar listening to Neil Young stuff?
Yeah, it happened at the same time.
Yeah, when did you pick up guitar?
I was 21 years old.
What made you pick it up?
I don't know. I can't remember. That's like 17 years ago.
And did you ever, you know, like study the instrument or just sort of work it up on your own?
I took some lessons back then. And then when I got to Kentucky, I went to the School of Bluegrass Music in Hyden, the Kentucky School of Bluegrass and Traditional Music. Later, I went to Berea.
For mandolin,
yeah. And later I went to Berea College and I learned to play the bass there with the bluegrass ensemble at Berea College.
Tell us about that program in Hyden.
I don't really remember much about it. It's been a while. They do bluegrass music.
Did you do classes?
I got to sit with Bobby Osborne for 2 years, 1 hour a week, and play mandolin with him.
Oh, wow.
And that was a real treasure. He became a friend of mine and he was very, very nice to me. I was new at the mandolin and he taught me how to play fiddle tunes and mandolin songs the way that he plays them. And that was probably the best thing that will happen to me musically in my whole life. But that was a pretty rare treat.
you were up and down the coast of California in your van, burning incense and climbing, yes. playing a little guitar.
Yes.
You ran out of gas in Austin.
Yes.
And then you met Laura.
Yeah.
And the two of you spent time in Austin playing music together. Mm. What compelled you to get out of Austin? Was it just time, Laura, for a change for
you?
Oh,
I graduated. Boom. Gone. Into a minivan. With this guy.
Yeah.
And our dog.
Yeah, I sold the Volkswagen van in Austin and got a minivan.
Got a minivan.
What'd you study, Laura, in school?
Geography.
What about the musical piece?
Yeah, I really wanted to learn accordion because of Brave Combo, which is a Grammy Award-winning polka band from Denton, Texas, my hometown, and they rock. That was mostly it. I mean, there's a large German influence and Tejano music where I grew up, and so accordion was prevalent, though I didn't start playing until I was leaving Texas, which is funny, but.
How did you go about learning the instrument?
I went into a lesson holding it the wrong way, and the teacher, she was like, I won't teach you like that, and I said, oh, it just felt more natural this way. So I turned it around, and then she gave me a lesson. I think I took two lessons, and then we hit the road.
So did you buy an accordion, and was it that one?
Well, yes, I did buy an accordion. This is my third accordion now.
Did you walk into that first lesson, though, with an accordion that you already owned and had been playing the wrong way for a period of time?
I got it from my friend. I had been talking about getting it, and then my friend got the kind that I was looking at. But then he never played it, so I got to play it. I went in with that. And then I bought it for my friend and took it with me.
So
but it was a 12-button one, and I've upgraded to 120 buttons.
I was going to say, it looks like a lot more than 12. It almost looks like an abacus. That's a lot of buttons to push. Seems like it'd be physically demanding to play.
I play the biggest ones, all the biggest ones.
Because they have a fatter sound? And
I don't know. Maybe I'm just making up for how small I am. I'm like, look what I can do.
Oh, it's
compensating.
I can play
these big ones. No, I don't know.
And roll out the barrel. Roll out the barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel. We got the blues on the run. Sing song, Lucero. Sing us a song of good cheer.
Where's the four?
In case there's no four, it's a polka. Let's sing.
In heaven there is no beer. That's why we drink it here. When we're all gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer. In heaven there is no wine, so we drink till we feel fine.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Handshake Deals, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Handshake Deals after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.